Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. I'm a kid of the 80s, and one of my favorite songs was by Tom Petty called I Won't Back Down. That song was written in response to an arsonist who had set Petty's house on fire and burned it to the ground. And so Petty decided, in an act of resolve and defiance, to rebuild the house on the same plot of land. And then he wrote the song, I Won't Back Down. Well, when we left off yesterday, Peter and John were preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the religious leaders didn't like it one bit. In fact, they arrested them and held them in custody. So what will happen to Peter and John? Will they back down? Will they bow down to the threats being leveled at them? Will they start using politically correct language from now on? Will they tone down their talks? Well, let's find out. Here's what the scripture says. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well." Peter, who's been arrested for speaking of the resurrection, doubles down on the gospel message and hurls the resurrection of Jesus into the face of those who did not believe in the resurrection. He even accuses them of the crucifixion. This is how the church in the first century responded to threats and persecution. They weren't arrogant or prideful or rude, yet they were bold and truthful and convictional. So listen to me. We will receive all kinds of threats and will be asked to compromise on so many levels when it comes to our beliefs and Christian lifestyle. By the culture, by our friends, and sometimes even by our family. Will you back down? We must not think that Peter was just a stubborn guy that liked a good fight. That's not it at all. But look at what the text does say. Peter, filled with the Spirit. The source of Peter's boldness and courage was that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of the Olympic runner Eric Little. His best race was the 100-meter sprint, and the stage had been set for him to win this race in the Olympics so long as he did well in the qualifying rounds. But there was one problem. One of the qualifying races that he was to run in was to be held on a Sunday, and Eric Little believed in observing a day of worship and rest on Sunday. So what would he do? Would he back off of his beliefs? Would he bow down to the pressure from his country's leaders? Well, he didn't back down from his beliefs, and he dropped out of the 100-meter run. But just to show you God's sense of humor, Eric did compete in the 200-meter race and the 400-meter race, and he won third place in the 200-meter run and achieved a surprising gold medal performance in the 400-meter race. After the Olympics, Eric returned to China to continue doing missionary work with his father. We are praying that you will not back down, but rather will be filled with the Spirit as you walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please pray for Stephen and Candace Schroeder and their kiddos, Eliana and Miles, as they hit the mission field in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Life Word Ministry in the Portuguese language in Brazil.